Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to join today and listen. Our topic is trying something new. It's the new year here, and I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions and are looking to turn over a new leaf in their life. So today I'll be talking about trying something new, how to do it, and why we should do it. But first, I'll recap our last podcast, and the topic was habits of happiness. I hope those of you who've listened to the previous podcast have started putting into practice some of the habits of being happy, like exercising, taking walks, smiling more, focusing on things that you can control. That topic was a good segue into trying something new. Because as you get happy in your life, you'll probably gravitate more to things that you like doing and be inspired to try new things. So let's talk about trying something new. But first, I want to tell you the crystal for today. The crystal for today is, you never know what you can do until you try. So we'll talk about that crystal as I go through our topic, trying something new. So first I want to start off talking about why is it so hard to try something new? You know, us as humans, we like to stick with our old same routines, stay in our comfort zones. Humans are often afraid of the unknown, venturing out to places and doing things that we aren't familiar with. That's because familiar things are more comfortable and easier, while trying new things requires lots of effort and courage. Usually we avoid new things simply because we're choosing the easier, less intimidating option. Have you ever had a time when you wanted to try something new, but just stuck with your old comfortable routine? I mean, it could be something as simple as changing your route to work in the morning, if you drive to work. So think about some things that you can try new. And as you think about that, I'll talk about some of the benefits of trying something new, especially in this new year. Trying new things often opens up new opportunities. It'll open you up to meeting new people, going to new places, having new experiences. All those things can help you learn and grow and feel more fulfilled, especially if you're opening up opportunities that you're interested in, something that you've always wanted to do, possibly take an art class, or maybe a writing class, or be in Toastmasters, which is a speaking class. You'll feel good and feel very fulfilled once you've started to try that new activity that you're interested in. The next thing that, next benefit of trying something new is it builds up courage and character. It'll help you have more courage, more character to meet some of the challenges you face within life. Trying something new will give you more confidence in yourself as you move forward through that new thing. And then before you know it, that new thing won't feel so new anymore. You'll be used to doing it and an expert. Another benefit of trying something new is that it builds up your wealth of experience. Think about wisdom. Wisdom is gained through life experiences over time. And so as you try new things, it'll help you build up that wealth of experience that'll allow you to gain more wisdom and have more of a breadth of knowledge than you had before. Now, the last benefit that I'm going to talk about for trying something new is that it makes you a more interesting person. You'll have more things to talk about, more conversations that you can participate in with others. You'll just be better, you'll be more well-rounded. And who wants to be more well-rounded? I know I do. So now I'm going to talk about some tips for trying something new. You can try something new in your career, in your personal life, with your family or friends. The first tip is to do your research. Find out what it is that you're trying to do new so that you can feel more comfortable when you dive right in. So if you're interested in taking a dance class, do some research on the types of dance classes that are available in your area and figure out what types of dance classes you want to learn. You might want to do salsa and merengue. You might want to do a tap class. You may want to do a Zoom class, like more of an exercising class. So just do your research and figure out and find out what you are interested in so that you can find the resources that you'll need to make the experience even better and much more easier for yourself. The next tip is to look for a mentor to guide you. If you're interested in partaking into a new career path, maybe you want to become a AC repairman or electrician. A mentor can help you do that. It would be even better if you could get an apprenticeship with that mentor, where you can train with them and go around and learn the skill and technical tools that you'll need for that new career path. So mentors are always good in anything that you want to try new. You might be interested in real estate or just buying your first home. Getting a mentor, taking a class can help you dive into that new adventure or new thing that you want to tackle. Next thing is, try it part-time first if you can. So if you're interested in doing something as a hobby, that's pretty easy. You can find a class or a place to do it or a time to do it at your home. But if it is something that's a career or maybe you want to start a business, it might be worth doing it part-time first and see how it goes. There are many people who have side hustles that they work on in addition to their full-time job. So maybe you can start it off like that. And then at some point, if you're able to build the business or build a new career, then your side hustle can become your main hustle. Of course, we know that all of our new endeavors don't always work out just how we plan. So by making it your side hustle or doing it on the side, you'll be able to test it out and recover from any pitfalls or any things, unexpected things that happen within that. And you'll still have your regular paycheck and job to go to. So on that note, the last tip that I'll give is make a contingency plan. In case it doesn't work out, have a plan B. Your plan B might be just to continue doing what you've been doing if you're doing this as your side hustle or as a part-time gig. And you can also have a plan B or plan C that could be something completely different. So make a contingency plan. Think about what you want to gain out of your new endeavor. And then use that to help you develop a contingency plan. I know for me, I like trying new things, but sometimes it is scary. Sometimes it is difficult. And sometimes I prefer to just stick to my normal routine. One of the new things that I'm trying is working on writing a book. My book is going to be called Reimagine Success, named after this podcast. And I'm excited to write it and write about my STEM story in the book. But it is a new endeavor for me, and I've never written a book before. So it is a bit scary as well. But when I come out with the book, I hope that you all will get the book, read it, or listen to the audiobook version and enjoy it and get something out of it. I'm hoping to inspire people with my story. And that brings me back to the crystal of the day, which is, you never know what you can do until you try. So for me, I'm going to try to write this book and see how it goes. But I know that I will have my story out there and inspire others with my story and with my journey. What are some things that you're interested in trying new that you haven't tried before? Why don't you take some time to think about that? A story of someone else who tried something new was Charles Page. Charles Page was a farmer and timberman in Pineville, Louisiana. And he actually had the first patent for an airship, also known as an airplane. He got the patent in 1906, and he had the idea starting in 1903. Charles Page got the inspiration of building an airship from watching dragonflies fly around. Now, we know of the Wright brothers as the pioneers of the modern airplane, but actually Charles Page was a contemporary and had the idea before them and got the patent before them. He had planned to enter his airship in a competition for a $100,000 prize at the 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, Missouri. But by him being from Pineville, Louisiana, he had to get his model airplane to St. Louis. So he took his life savings to make his model airplane and tested it. It worked. And he put it on a train to St. Louis. By the time that he made it to St. Louis, Missouri, and met up with the train, his aircraft was not in it. He didn't know if it was destroyed or stolen, possibly due to the fact that he was an African American. But without this piece of history and someone stepping out to try something new, we may never have had flying. Other people tried it as well, like the Wright brothers, and they were able to successfully have a plane. But we all know that trying something new is always scary and not easy, especially trying to be the first to build an airplane. So I'm sure they had many stops, both of them, the Wright brothers and Charles Page, many things that stopped them. You know, they may have even fallen out of the sky, but they continue to try and charter something new. If we hadn't tried to dream about going to space, we may have never done that, or at least stepped foot on the moon. We may have never done that. So once again, I just want to say the crystal of the day. You never know what you can do until you try. Now, you may not be wanting to create a new aircraft like an airplane or go into space, but the things that you are going to do and try that are new, it may feel to you like you're gonna be going into space because it's so new and so unfamiliar. But just put one foot in front of the other and don't be afraid to try, because once you do that, you'll see how far you can go. You'll never know until you take the step and take the leap. So with that, I hope that you all think of something for this new year that you're interested in trying that's new for you. Whether it be painting class, learning a new language, taking a new career, writing a book, try something new and it'll have many benefits for you. With that, I'm Melanie Crystal, and this is Reimagine Success Podcast. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free. from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.